here tonight. Just have a few words for you, and then we'll have our closing prayer. Have you ever had anyone come up to you and tell you that they need to talk to you? They want to talk to you about something, and they say, but you're not going to like what I have to talk about. And you go, oh. Well, tonight I might say something or read something that God's telling us that we just might not quite like. If you will, turn your Bibles to Romans chapter 12. I'd love to read the entire chapter because this book, this chapter is phenomenal for all of us that we can take with us and apply it to everything throughout our life. But I want to start reading tonight Romans 12. We're going to look at verses 14 to the end of the chapter. It says, bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Be of the same mind toward one another. Do not be haughty in mind, but associate with the lowly. Do not be wise in your own estimation. Never pay back evil for evil to anyone. Respect what is right in the sight of all men. If possible, so far as it depends on you, be at peace with all men. Never take your own revenge, beloved, but leave room for the wrath of God, for it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, so thus says the Lord. But if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he's thirsty, give him drink. For in doing so, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not overcome evil by evil, but overcome evil with good. Like I said, I could stop here and say, that's it. Let's apply these verses to our life, and I think it'd be a tremendous lesson for all of us. But what I want to do is take a look at verse 21, where it says, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. I don't know about you, but that's sometimes hard to do. When someone's evil to us, we want revenge. Trivial stuff. Driving to work. I got a lot to do. I got to get there. And someone just intentionally cuts me off because they want where I am in life. You're riding down the interstate and you're trying to pass somebody and they speed up and you kind of go, well, you speed up and then they speed up and then eventually they get in front of you. So you're like, I'm going to get them. And then you start getting on them. And then next thing I know, I hear Paula go, Scott. I'll back off. We want to go after them. And that's the trivial stuff. Think about the serious stuff where someone really does hurt you. They're being mean to you. They talk bad about you. They spread bad rumors. We call it throw you under the bus. You know, they're the ones that are in the wrong, but they're telling us we're in the wrong. They're telling, and they're being hypocritical. What do you want to do? You want to attack back. That's, I don't know if that's human nature, but that's what I want to do. So what we want to do is look at three things here from these passages. Three reasons why we must repay evil with good. Why we can't repay evil with evil. Why we have to pay it with good. First, it's just wrong to be evil. We see that in verse 17. It says, never pay back evil for evil to anyone. Like I said, I think it's our nature to want revenge. It's okay to defend ourselves, but our attitude and our actions, we got to be careful that we're not paying back evil for evil. And that takes a lot of courage and a lot of strength, and I think it requires a lot from our heart, being right with God to be able to do that. Second reason why we can't pay evil for evil, we must pay evil with good, is that God's going to take care of it. In verse 19, never take your own revenge, beloved, but leave room for the wrath of God, for it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. Now, I'm thankful that I don't have the responsibility to be the one to impose justice when justice needs to be imposed because I know I won't always get it right. I'm glad God's going to be the one to do that. Now, there are times I wish I did have the responsibility and did have the right to get them. You right? I know in the movies when someone's being evil and by the time the movie's over and I hate to say it, but sometimes they're dead because, I mean, they got their payback. You're like, yeah, all right. You know, that's kind of, in life, that's kind of where we are. We kind of look for the payback. And when we see the payback, we kind of have a, you know, yes, I'm glad that got what they were coming. That's not for us. That's not for us. And then finally, verse 20 says, because actually good gets where we want. Good fixes the problem. Verse 20 says, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he's thirsty, give him a drink. for in doing so you will heap burning coals on his head. Evil doesn't ever fix a problem. Paying back evil with evil just adds more problems. And God doesn't say, don't do anything. God actually gives us action when evil has come our way. And that action is to do good. And that's what I think is hard to hear. That's sometimes what we don't want to hear, because we want to be the one to stick it right back to them. We need to pray that we have the right attitude, the right action, for our reaction to the big things and to the small things. Think about the example we leave when our attitude is what God wants us to be, even with these small things that we consider. They're bad, they're mean, but they're small. The attitude and the example is tremendous. We can do it. Psalms 37. Do not fret because of evildoers. Trust the Lord and do good. If you ever get discouraged, if you ever just got that pain in the gut because you're wanting to pay somebody back, go read Psalms 37. I think that would be good for all of us. So with God's help, we can do it. We'll certainly be happier if we follow God's way of handling evil than following our own. We're going to have a closing prayer, and then after that, we'll have a few announcements.